Eto na ang tala kayong magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Talakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang nilalapit sa bayan.
Isang maganda at is maulan na hapon po sa inyong lahat. Narito na naman kami sa isang episode ng Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang,
kundi kaalamang inalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako po si Trixie.
And ako naman si G.
Yes.
Okay, good afternoon. Friday.
Good afternoon.
Na umulan ba? Parang umulan kanina.
Umulan.
And then pinasingaw lang niya yung semento. Yeah. No? So, ang init.
Para mainitan ka lalo.
I feel like a shop hall. Or a shumay.
Yes.
Yeah, so mainit-init na hapon po sa ating lahat. May mga food stalls ulit sa gitna ng ano ah.
Yeah, kasi first kakasimula lang ng klase. So
yes.
I think yeah.
And just saying ng pagkain.
So, tsaka may ano, I think may org parang recruitment.
Sa ESWalk. Meron pa rin.
Meron pa din eh. May sa ESWalk. Meron pa din.
Dumaano.
I mean, AS parking lot. Tapos nasa AS Walk yung mga food stuff.
Sa ano? Hindi. Askal.
AS Walk? Ano ang AS Walk, G?
Hindi ba AS Walk?
AS Walk ay yung dun sa may bet. Ay, may bet.
Hindi!
AS Walk ba yun? Hindi yun AS Walk.
Ang alam pong AS Walk.
Yung your age show, any ASO.
Nasa pagitan ng faculty center tsaka AS.
Hindi, Askal yun.
What?
Ang AS Walk
ay Freshy Walk.
Hindi. Saan yung Freshy Walk?
Freshy Walk yung pop, yung
pa from
yung from Askal to ano yeah. To Eng. Yung daan na mas sakit.
Freshy Walk yun. Freshy Walk. Hindi yun
AS
Walk.
Asan ang AS Walk?
AS Walk yung from AS to Kasaa.
Yung
sa gitna,
loob.
May bridge.
Yeah. Ayaw nga eh.
Yung dumadaan sa third world.
Oo.
Yung kay si ate.
Hindi na natin. Pabalit ng Kasaa.
Kailan yung ano, yung photocopier machine dun sa may chem.
Hindi.
Si ate Joffel lang kilala ko.
Si ate Joffel din kilala ko.
Hello.
Yeah.
Si ayan, ate. Sa mga bagong.
Sa underground?
Hindi. Dun sa chem na, di ba may isang, dun sa bago ka pumunta dun sa bridge, merong dong isang parang sort of Audi na dun lagi nag-chem.
Yes, merong ano. Wala na siya dun eh.
Si ate, photocopier.
Kasi, ano na yun, cal office na yan, di ba? Grad talaga stud ba? Na yun eh.
Unti na lang ma-reveal na yung mga age natin.
Oh my
tama na.
Magkano so, ang ikot?
Welcome po sa freshman at yung ikot niyo po ay 7 pesos ngayon. 7 pesos no? Or 6 pesos pag sudyante?
7
pa rin?
7 kahit sudyante.
Ayun, sakit. Anyway, welcome. Ito po ang Italakayan. For yay. Those who are hearing us for the first time, we talk about ICT. At IT ay hindi pa eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inalapit sa bayan. So, various topics, ICT developments in Philippines,
yep.
Sa ibang bansa, and we're all connected naman. It's coming to that now.
Yep.
And then, may gusto lang akong batiin kasi tinext niya ako ngayon. Hi, Kyoy!
Hi, Kyoy! Meron din ako nakasalubong na friends ko from Frisbee dyan sa labas. Si Gika tsaka si Gab.
Oh, hi, Frisbee friends of Joy.
Hi. Hello.
Sabi ni Kyoy, I hear you. And who are you with? Kyoy, I'm with Joy and G.
Ba, Kyoy?
Hello.
So, bakit nga siya Kyoy ulit?
Ay, kasi, ito, yung nickname ni Kyoy.
Yeah.
Alam mo ba yung story na to?
Alam ko.
Nice, ah. Nickname ni, her name is Kyoy.
Okay.
I'm not, she texted, oh my God, stop.
Bakit?
This is IT related, actually.
Okay.
Her, she was writing something sa,
think calculator, parang ganun.
Okay.
Oo. Diba? Parang, Kyoy, correct me if I'm wrong, you're online, so listen to me.
Kwento sa akin yung tricks yan.
Parang ano to, yung section ba or something,
okay.
On a folder, this was high school pa.
Alright.
And then, nilagay niya, ano, parang
404.
So, ang basa nung teacher or someone, Kyoy.
Yeah.
Parang a group or something that was 404.
Okay.
Mali ba? Kyoy, mali ba? Please text me and tell me if I'm wrong. So that's been her name for the last... How many years? 10 years na.
Nice.
That's nice.
That I've known her since 2007. So.
Nalala ko naman ng high school namin kasi parang merong hindi naglagay ng name sa test paper.
Okay.
So parang yung person na yon, sabi ng teacher namin, sige kung hindi naglagay na pala sa test paper, pangalanan ng kalabaw. So hanggang ngayon kalabaw.
Oh, no.
Ang sad naman. Ba't ako tumawa sa yun? Sorry
kalabaw
po kalabaw. Mr.
Pwede
kalabaw.
Pwede nickname niya Caleb. That would be nice.
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, Caleb.
What's up, Caleb? Anyway, before we move on, ano ba yung 404? Ba't ba nakakatawa yun in terms of IT?
Kasi 404 yung error? Isa sa mga, pag nagbabrowse kayo ng intern, ng, ano, ng mga web pages, ng mga website, tapos kapag yung website na, ay tuwing nag-browse kayo ng any site.
Mm-mm.
Ano yan eh? So yung site is naka-host sa server, 'di ba?
Okay.
Pag binisit niyo 'yon, kapag accessible yung site at walang problema, mayroon yung nire-return na tinatawag natin yung response code.
Okay.
So, iba-ibang code yan bang 404, 202, mm-hmm, ganyan-ganyan, 200, ganyan. Pag okay yung site, I think it's 200, 200, 200. Mm-hmm. So, okay yun. Pero pag 404, ibig sabihin, hindi accessible or not found yung ano. Kaya usually, ang error na lumalabas, 404 not found, diba?
Ah.
Although more recently,
nice.
Iba na, binabago ng mga browser ng kunyari, Firefox or Chrome, yan, na parang nilalagay nila ng mga picture ng mga kono, anik-anik.
Yeah. Para, sorry, oops, gano'n. But making it
paano
more
kasi
fun.
Kasi nga naman, kung pag nabasa mo, 404, okay, ano yun? What's happening?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ang ganda ng messages niya sa akin. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, hi, Joy, and then, stop! Don't! Hoy! Stop! Ngayon ko lang na-receive. Sorry. Medyo mahina yung internet dito.
Yeah.
Too late. But anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. And then, we have a fun show for today. Well, hindi fun yung ibang
feelings.
Hindi fun yung ibang topics. Kasi yung mga naganap sa atin for the past couple of weeks, mm-hmm, no? Just a quick dip on one of our... Mabilis lang to actually. Na-hack kasi recently ang ating...
HBO.
Ang the Friendly Neighborhood HBO.
Yep.
The first hack happened maybe... The first major consequence of the hack, mm-hmm, which was the leak of episode 4.
Okay.
Happened maybe 2 weeks ago. Hindi, a week ago. Hindi, 2 weeks ago before 4 was screened.
Whole episode ba yung nag-leak?
Yes.
Akala ko like clips lang.
No.
No, episode 4 pa tawa.
4. Yeah, 4. Yeah. So,
whole episode.
We're talking about Game of Thrones.
We're talking about, ayan, Game of Thrones pa yung pag-leak. And it's probably the top show right now,
mm-hmm,
of HBO, not just HBO, think, generally.
Based sa last kong narinig na parang news clip, Game of Thrones ang pinaka most watched and most
in the world. Pirated.
most pirated show.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So, ang nangyari po, yun nga, may maraming hackers ngayon ang interested sa kanila. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, ang pangalan ng groups ay, a couple of the groups that have started hacking them is R-Mine and Mr. Smith. Mm-hmm. Si R-Mine, ang ginawa nila recently was hack yung social media accounts.
Okay.
Ng HBO. So, Game of Thrones account, I think Westworld account, and then mm-hmm, some other TV show accounts ng HBO mismo. So, nag-post sila. And then they made, yung sa post nila, parang nakalagay, parang pasikatin natin yung hashtag na hashtag GOTLeaks, parang gano'n. Mm. So, alam mo talaga na sila yung may pakanan. And then, parang we're just testing the security. Mm. May mga gano'n silang pakulo. So, and then si Mr. Smith naman, I think they were the ones behind the ransom of how much ba yun?
$250,000.
Ay, hindi. Yung $250,000, they think over millions yung gustong ransom ni Mr. Smith, mga 12 million pataas.
USD.
This is okay, bug bounty payment. Okay, this is from HBO.
Itong counter offer. Okay.
Sorry.
Ang kailangan po ni hacker is millions pataas in Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Why we were discussing this again? Because Bitcoin is easy transferable, is not controlled by any entity, no banks. It's not traceable exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The transactions are traceable but the people who own it are anonymous, parang ganun. So, yun ang hinihingi kasi mahirap nga naman bank transfer, bank to bank, what account, set up an account in the Caymans, parang ganun. So, mm-hmm, people are really now looking to Bitcoin. So, it's kind of unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ginagamit tong Bitcoin na to, which could be a revolutionary monetary system,
mm-hmm,
para sa krimen.
Yep.
So, medyo sad yun. But, HBO nga is willing to pay $250,000 worth na Bitcoin as a bug bounty.
Okay.
Have you ever experienced or narinig mo itong term na bug bounty?
Yep. Basically, hahanap ka ng vulnerability or issued with a service, a product,
mm-hmm,
tapos report mo, and then if napatunayan na tama nga yung na-discover mo, babayaran ang kanila.
Yeah. Meron tayong kaya na ganito, di ba? Si Kuya Alan. Yeah.
Siya ay nababayaran sa paghanap ng mga...
I think yung biggest...
Pwede naman siyang business, di ba?
Facebook ata. He found a vulnerability in Facebook.
Oo. So si our friend Kuya Alan, our friend, our office mate Kuya Alan, nag-ano siya, nag-gawa white hacking siya, which is hacking for a good cause.
Yeah. Yep.
Meaning you want to keep it secure, you want to keep services secure.
Authorized.
Oo. Yes. Parang ganon. And then he reported the bug. Yung nakita nga niya ang problema dun sa Facebook. To Facebook mismo. At kumita siya mga do you remember?
Forgot. Pero it's a big amount.
Upward 200K.
Wow!
I think. Yeah. So,
Malibre.
Sa isa. Mga, hindi. This is just a figure na binibigay namin to let listeners know how much you can actually gain from doing this kind of white hacking, meaning
white hat
hacking.
Authorized. Alam na hinahack nyo.
Tsaka, wala kayong masamang balak.
No malicious intent.
Mm-mm. Kaya pakita nyo lang na saan kayo pwede madisgrasya,
yep.
Bayaran nyo ako. Not by force, di man niya hiningi yun. It was a parang reward.
Yeah.
And HBO is willing to give that also to these hackers, bug bounty payment. $250,000, parang ganun.
US dollars.
Yay. But ayun nga, ang nakuha sa kanila daw ay 1.3 terabytes worth of data with even personal information ng mga artista, ng mga production crew, mga emails, ganyan. So hindi ko alam how far this will go. And yun nga, before we go on a break, unfortunately, but yun nga, this is not the fault of the hackers. Hindi ko alam kung ba't ito nangyari actually. Na luwabas din yung leak ng episode for next Monday. So, parang hindi to hacker mistake eh. Text niyo po kami 0927-220-8332 or you can call us 503-8288 kung meron kayong thoughts about this. Mm-hmm. Kasi medyo nakakatawa siya na hindi hackers yung may pakanan ito. So, we'll maybe sundutin natin ito mamaya ng konti pa after the break.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So ang oras po ay 16:06 makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasabi ng KBP o kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PS.
Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang daw.
Huwag mo siya sa maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naisip.
Susundutan
lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Inihahatid ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino o KWF ang Salin Na, Lopez Haina 2017. Ang taunang patimpalak ng KWF sa pagsasalin ng pinakamahalagang tekstong pampanitikan, pangkultura at pangkasaysayan. Ito ay bukas sa publiko. Kabilang na rin dito ang mga dayuhan na marunong mag-Filipino. Ang huling araw ng pagsusumite ng mga ilalahok ay sa 19 ng Agosto 2017. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, maaaring tumawag sa komisyon sa 243-9789. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng KWF sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Maya added the photo on the album, Vegan.
Like!
Patty is feeling beautiful today.
Share!
Anna is in a relationship.
Like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like,
share, comment.
Ehem, ehem. Huwag bastang maniwala sa nakikita sa social media. Maging mapanuri nang hindi maloko sa internet. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan!
At kami po yung nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka lamang nalipit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako si Rixi.
At ako si Kurapika. Ako si G. Hello.
Sorry, listeners. Kaya po ako na pa talaga kasi pinakitaan ko si G ng picture ni Kurapika. Uh-huh. Kung kilala niyo po si Kurapika sa kilala. Hunter x Hunter. Yep. Hindi niya kilala, nakakahiya.
Kilala ko kasi ano, Daenerys Targaryen. What?
Jon Snow. Wanyebe.
Ay, nako. Si Wanyebe. May nakatami kayo ng picture ni Joy.
Tita kita. Galing.
Tita kita. Tapos yung picture ni sa kita kita, yung sa spaghetti ba yun or something? Or
ramen. Japan, spaghetti.
Halatang di nanood.
Hindi pa nanonood. Tapos yung picture ni Empoy tsaka ni ano, Alessandra.
Nagatinginan sila. Yeah.
Pinalitan ng mukha ni Daenerys tsaka ni Jon. Saan na nakalagay na caption?
Tita kita.
Tita kita.
Kung hindi kayo nanood ng Game of Thrones, hindi nyo magigat. Kung may natawa.
Oh my gosh, na-spoil yung mga nasa episode 1 pal. Ay, season 1 pal.
Oh, I know. Ito ang rule ko dyan eh. Hindi ka, you have no right to claim spoilage.
Kapag,
yeah. Eh, pag ano ka, pag off-season ka.
Ikaw yung lumayo.
Yeah, ikaw yung lumayo.
Pero nasa broadcast tayo.
Hindi, pero I think at some point dapat may mga bagay na hindi, like for example,
yung mga nangyari sa Lord of the Rings, ganyan.
Oo, parang,
alam mo na yun ah.
After a certain
period.
Oh, number
hindi
of days.
Spoiler.
Hindi na siya spoiler.
I agree.
Na kunyabi, si Darth Vader ay
tatay pala yun.
Hindi ko masabi. Natatakot ako sabihin, baka mamaya hindi pa nanonood. Yung mga bata ngayon, hindi pa nanonood.
Laser, tatay pala ni Buzz Lightyear.
Oo, parang ganyan.
Sorry yun.
Maganda pag-usapan yan one time, no? Mga parang spoiler etiquette.
Oo.
Kasi diba, with the advent of social media, parang...
Next episode.
Ang sa akin,
what is considered
personal
spoiler? What is a spoiler?
What is a spoiler?
Personal rule of thumb. Pag ako yung ayaw, pag ayaw ko ma-spoil, hindi ako lalapit.
Yeah.
For example...
But that's the thing, ayaw mo, pero the fact that you're... Kasi yung social media is everywhere.
Oh, yun nga,
So ano yun, i-disconnect mo yung sarili mo from the rest of the world?
For that day. Kaya nga ang sa akin eh, it doesn't count as spoilers anymore.
If
it's after that day.
Day?
Oo.
Gabi naman. Siguro mga a week.
Oo naman, a week.
Pag lagpas ng week at hindi mo pa napapanood, eh, so, pasensyahan nila.
Or yung mga feelings nyo, parang i-private nyo mo.
Oo. Kasi minsan kahit hindi naman, yung iba hindi naman intentionally spoil, nagsuspoil. For example, kami, may makita kang
lang,
yung may episode last season na pinyari, tapos bilang may mga, hindi po napapanood yung episode, pero may nakita kang tweet na, oh, door! Tapos sad face. Parang, alam mo nang may mangyayari dun sa character.
Alam mo naman ang mga isip
na. In-explain nga sa akin ni Joy kanina. Na parang merong mga words that would already evoke
exactly.
Thoughts. Oh, anong nangyari? Biglang kahit mention lang of character na hindi pa lumalabas in a long time, so biglang mention, ay lumabas siya, bakit kaya? Parang ganon. Yeah. So, yun lang.
As with all things, pag internet related, think before you,
click. Tama. Think before you click. Okay. Anyway, yun nga. So, just to continue what we're talking about kanina, may na-leak ulit.
Mm-hmm.
Grabe itong mga leakers na... Ang may kasalanan pala nito, pasensya na po, ay HBO Spain.
Some
HBO outfit. Nagkamali sila ng in-air.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
So, medyo weird.
That's why I think may conspiracy na lumalabas, conspiracy theory na lumalabas na
nasadya yun.
To create a buzz on this. Which, well, whatever, kung ano man,
buzz
it works.
Buzz on GOT?
Yeah. As if kailangan pa nila. Nga, no? I don't know.
Wala lang, why not? Maybe, are they competing with any other show? Wala rin naman.
Or baka may nananabot.
Wildflower though, which is...
Oo nga, si Ivy Aguas.
I'm so obsessed ako ngayon. Obsessed po ako ngayon sa Wildflower.
Yeah. Yun ba yung Black Wedding Dress show?
Oo.
Oh, interesting.
No, nakapanood sa hapon, syempre, pero sa YouTube kasi ang daming ano.
Anyway, mga intense dramahan, ganyan.
Alam mo pa ang intense dramahan ngayon?
Ay, nako, just this week.
Si Joy po, nung pumasok siya nung earlier this week, talagang intense yung dramahan niya. Parang sira na yung buong araw niya. Ano nangyari, Joy?
Hindi mo ako pagsalita. So, Uber user ako.
Oo. Alam user. Po natin lahat yung Uber, di ba? Ano yung Uber?
Uber ay, ano yung TNVS?
TNC.
TNC.
Oo. Network Corporation yata or something.
Okay. So, yun po yung applications natin sa application sa phone where you can book a ride. Ayan, na ipipick upin kayo kung nasan yung location nyo and then dadalin kayo sa lugar na kung saan yung destination nyo and then you will pay via credit card or via cash.
Yeah.
Ayan. Okay, so yun usually yung ginagamit ko.
Oo, pampasok. Ano yung mga rason kung ba't mo siya ginagamit?
Ginagamit kasi kung mag, for example, hindi ko na i-disclose kung tagasan ako.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung mag-jeep and trike ako, it will cost me around 30 37.
Oh, okay.
And pag nag-Uber pool ako, ganun lang din price.
Oh. 40,
45.
Oo. So, it's comfortable ka pa.
Diretso pa ako sa opisina.
Oo. Laglag ka na sa pinto.
Yes. Ano ba nangyari?
Ano ba nangyari? Kasi ganito yung nangyari daw. Ganito yung nangyari. At saka, yeah, it's all.
Pero yung feelings ko, toward, hindi naman sa Uber, sa nangyari, experience ko sa isang taxi.
Oo, yeah. Yun yung feelings niya. Hindi tungkol sa Uber. Kaya lang, it was caused by the lack of. Kasi, why? In order na tumigil yung operations.
At 4 p.m. the day before.
Monday, na you are to be suspended for 1 month, sabi ni LTFRB kay Uber. Mm-hmm. Kasi may mga hindi silang sinunod.
Yeah, may vinayolate talaga.
May mga vinayolate silang kailangan nilang gawin.
And it's totoo naman.
Oh, totoo naman na nangyari yun, yes. Ang naging problema lang sa maraming tao ay yun nga, one is 4 p.m. nila binagsak yung ano ruling.
And then, yung iba naman, yung other modes of transport mo naman na posible sanang makatulong sa'yo or mag-replace doon, is parang sort of naabuso ka pa.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun. So, yung iba nagtataas ng
ang direct competitor maybe ngayon ni Uber ay si Grab.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the time, dahil hindi pa na-regulate, nung nawala si Uber, si Grab, aside from sobrang taas ng surge, surge is yung nag-iiba yung presyo, tumataas ang tumataas pag mas marami yung demand.
Yep.
Aside from that, ang daming driver na nagre-reject.
Oo, kasi ang difference nga nila, sa Uber, hindi nakikita, I'm not sure, so yung mga Uber drivers, pwede nila yung i-correct na hindi nila may kita kung saan yung destination mo.
Yeah.
So they can only accept.
Yeah.
Pag ano nila yon, kapag tawag dito, kinancel nila yon, may fee sa kanila. Pero yung sa Grab, parang they can see your destination, so they can parang
reject.
Or they can
or
reject.
Ignore you.
Ignore.
Oo. May kita mo kasi kung sino yung mga nagko-consider.
Ayan si Alfredo. Tapos bila na po, ikot ang naikot. Ano ba yun? Alfredo, eh, hatid mo na.
Yun. So yun yung difference talaga. And then, so people were left with this kind of option.
Yeah.
Kaya ako, personal preference ko, Uber muna. Before Grab kasi nga merong ganong and for some reason ako hindi ko alam
mas
kung mas mahal ang Grab.
Yeah.
And ako hindi ko alam kung ako lang nakapansin to, hindi talaga totoo. Parang mas maayos yung trato
ng mga Uber
drivers. Oo, parang mas ano sila, mas gentleman or gentle lady sila.
Oo, or somewhat. Ako baka ako lang rin to, tsaka mas magaganda yung or parang mas bago yung mga sasakyan.
Hindi ko alam if it's because of certain regulations. Yeah. Kasi may mga ganun eh, na you can only use a car that was bought 2013 pataas. Hindi natin alam kung may ganun.
May candy at alcohol.
Ay,
oo nga. Yun. So, yun nga, bigla nilang cancel. Ano ba yung mga rason? 1 month suspension for blatantly violating the law. When it activated driver partners the very next day, they were ordered by LTFRB to stop activating new driver partners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's worse pa is yung nag-activate sila ulit ng app after, right after, kasi nag-file sila ng motion for
this was the following day,
this
I
is
think.
The
same day. The following day,
day
I think.
Na,
same day naging hassle siya.
Ah, okay.
So Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, ano kasi nung gabi, di ba, natanggap yung suspension
yeah.
the afternoon before.
Uber pa
meron pa,
yun.
Oo. So na talagang natigil lang talaga yung app the morning.
Ayun.
6 a.m. the following
I think
morning.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they filed something.
On that day.
Uh-oh. So, ang naging dating siguro sa mga tao is, ay, they filed this. Mm-hmm. And they turned it back on. Therefore, it's so, okay na. So, ang interpretation ng iba is that hindi porket naglagay ka ng motion
for
consideration, pwede na. It's a motion.
Yeah. So sa ating mga lawyers, pwede po kami.
Paki-text po kami if you're interested in clarifying with us. 0927-220-8332.
Yep.
Yon. So pwede yun in-reject. At re-reject naman siya talaga ni LTFRB. So yun nga ang naging problema rin because of social media rage is na demonize na lalo si LTFRB.
Yeah.
Na ano ba yan naglagay na nga ng ganto motion whatever without them really knowing what it meant, no? So it could also be a shady move. We don't know this, no? By Uber to get sympathy.
Yeah.
Yan. So hindi natin alam. Ako lang I'm siding with the people who are
being affected.
Uh-oh.
Naapektuhan.
Yes.
Grabe. So apparently Uber has had record of disobeying laws. Mm-hmm. Not just here, but around the world. Mm-hmm. So, yun nga, parang nagiging dating is, because of the post they made, sila yung parang nanghihingi ng simpatsya ng masa, parang ganun. So, ang problema ngayon, marami kasing mga drivers naglabas ng sasakyan relying on their monthly earnings to pay for the vehicle.
Yeah, and yung iba, nilet go nila yung kanilang job.
Mm-mm.
Kasi nakita nila yung potential ng Uber.
Exactly. If you're going to deactivate, suspend it ng isang buwan, at ito yung trabaho ng tao na ngayon, isang buwan, anong gagawin niya ng isang buwan? Mm-hmm. Diba? So medyo sunog siya. May mga sinasabi dito na the possible solutions is to allow them, these drivers, to be temporarily activated sa Grab.
That sounds weird though. Yeah.
That's why, what do you think it's weird?
Kasi parang competitor, tapos lilipat. Well, it's, paano yun? Paano mag-work yun?
Tsaka parang sa akin, ano to, i-re-accredit mo sila? Yeah. Yeah. So you're basically not following the rules you set for one unit.
Yeah.
Ganun, di ba? So, yun pa rin, yun din yung malaking problema actually ng ibang tao is that, ganun, sususpend nyo sila for mm-hmm. sususpend nyo itong gantong service. Pero pag nag-report kami ng pangit na service or balahurang service from other transportation systems, mm-hmm. taxi, FX, bus. Or sa bus, ganyan. Pag nag-report kami, wala.
Mm-hmm.
Walang action from your end. Bakit ganun?
But ang bilis bigla.
Yun yung nakaka-frustrate.
Oo. Yeah. Bakit ito tinututukan nyo pero yung iba hindi?
Mm-hmm.
Again, these opinions are just mine and Joy, maybe yes. NG's. Yeah. Halo-halo opinion lang. It doesn't reflect what the...
Feelings lang po.
Feelings lang. Feelings ko lang. Feelings lang ni Joy, feelings lang ni G-Pop. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo ito nag-reflect ng feelings ng any entity.
Or DZUP.
Or anything. UP. Pero ang sa akin, ayoko mag-suffer yung mga tao that are relying on it.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi yun nga, we have increased internet speeds. This is undeniable. Medyo nag-improve ng konti yung since the show has started dito lang sa campus. Bumilis na ng internet.
Yes.
And then even yung mga packages that they offer now for residential, bumilis na. And meron pa silang mga public Wi-Fi access mm-hmm. points in EDSA and the MRT yes. ganyan. So ngayon pa nangyari.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, medyo...
Parang one step forward, two steps back.
Exactly.
And then, I'm not sure kung connected.
Mm.
Kasi parang the following day or the same day, merong nilaunch.
Oh, pa. Yun pa eh. Diba? Parang medyo Silicon Valley dating. I mean, parang ano to, planado nyo that people will move to the other service that you're promoting?
Mm-hmm.
Ang daming tanong.
Yes.
Parang conspiracy. Questions. Now, we do, we do want the government, our government to succeed, but why are you doing it in this manner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, kailangan lang naman ng tao ay maayos na transportation system.
Yeah, oo.
In the first place, kung maayos naman yung mga existing natin transportation, hindi naman magkakaroon ng demand for platforms like Uber, Grab.
May demand pa rin, but they will not disenfranchise other transport systems. Yes. Yun nga eh. Sabi ko nga, di ba pinag-usapin natin, I think last week, nung yung Japan,
mm-hmm.
when they were about to allow this Uber Grab to come in, what did their taxi companies do? They made their own.
Oh,
they
yeah.
made their own app.
Inunahan mm-hmm. na nila.
Oo, they prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
And yun nga, ang diferensya din kasi is pag sumakay ka ng taxi doon, ay nako.
Yes.
Masaya. I mean, hindi ka gogoyoin, hindi ka walang complaints. Ano yung nangyari sa'yo nung isang araw? Kung pwede maikwento before we go on a break.
Ito, hindi naman to bago. Siguro lahat tayo naka-experience na to. Na hindi naman gina-generalize lahat ng taxi. Mm-hmm. Pero na-experience ko to a couple of times mm-hmm. sa ilang mga taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yung magbabayad ka,
mm-hmm.
di ba? So may metro. So mm-hmm. magbayad ka ng price doon sa metro. And then magbabayad ka ng, kung wala kang barya, hindi ka naman, for example, hindi ka magbibigay ng exact amount na nandun sa metro. So you will be expecting a change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, di ba nagkaroon nga ng rule no na may resibo? Ayan. So,
applicable pa ba yun ngayon?
Oo, pero hindi na gano'n siya.
Na-enforce.
Oo.
Mm.
Kasi parang, siguro pag may nag-report na hindi nagbigay ng resibo doon. I'm not sure do kung anong nangyayari kapag nag-report ka. But anyway, yun. So, nagbayad ako. Ang bill ko was $71.50.
Okay.
$71.50. Nagbayad ako ng $100.
Okay.
Kasi wala talaga akong barya. Ayun. So, nagbayad ako 100. Meron ako mga barya-barya. So, si kuya, nagbigay siya ng 20 sa akin na hindi pa nakaharap sa akin. So, parang as if...
Inabutan ka lang.
Parang, yan talaga yung sukli mo. Parang ganon.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang sabi ko, kuya, meron po akong 150 dito para sampu na lang ibigay niyo sa akin. Tapos sabi niya, ay, wala akong barya. Hindi pa rin siya humaharap sa akin. Ay, wala akong barya. Kakalabas ko lang. Pero naglabas siya. Meron siyang mga pera.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon, kakalabas lang niya. Ganon. So, ayun.
Yun, in similar situation sa ayaw dalhin, ganyan, palagdag ng kato. Okay, this is a two-sided discussion kasi syempre, from the side of these drivers, there someone's gunning, meron ding nakatapak sa kanila,
yes.
Which is the boundary system. Na mahabang discussion yan, di ba? Ang inisip ko lang dito is that the two wrongs don't make a right. Parang ganun. Mm. So, kanya-kanya na tayo ng interpretation. Basta,
parang paying it forward, pero ang pinay mo, parang yung, negativity.
Oh, negativity yung pinay forward. Dahil negative treatment sa'yo, negative din yung treatment sa iba. So, question yan. We can discuss this all day long, but the point is, ang laki ng tinanggal na service sa atin. And yun nga, because of the yung technology ng location services, ano bang... The way they're able to find and very easily pinpoint to the meter kung nasan yung tao.
Yeah.
This technology has enabled this kind of transport system to happen. So, wag natin mag one step or two steps back.
Yeah.
Sana embrace it and talagang tutukan niya, bigyan ng team, LTFRB.
Tsaka yung ano, inisip ko nga, okay nga rin yun na magkaroon tayo. Di ba meron naman na before yung Easy Taxi.
Yeah.
Dati Grab Taxi naman yan. Mm. Pero grabe naman yung 70 pesos na booking fee. Di ba? So parang...
Iba na.
Bakit?
Ito naman convenient.
Di ba? Also, I was thinking, kasi di ba yung Uber, parang meron siyang isang, yun nga, like isang app, isang parang regulation. Patungkol dito. Pero like yung taxis kasi di ba individual. Na ano... Siyempre, iba't iba siguro ng arrangement yan sa kanilang mga
operators.
Ganon. So, I was thinking kung paano ba yun magiging posible. Siguro, yun yung magiging role ng LTFRB.
Mm.
If you want something na similar sa Uber, yung application na ganyan, and mag-follow lahat sa regulation. Ganyan, isipin mo kung if meron ka, pwede ka rin magbayad ng credit card. Diba? Sa taxi, for example.
Oh, wala silang excuse na walang sukli.
Oh, diba? Mm. So, yung mga ganon. So, posible naman. Bakit?
Hindi. Sagot po tayo 0927-220-8332. Pwede rin po ito mag-5-0-3-8-2-8-8. If you use it, if you don't use it, if you think it's a minor problem compared to other problems.
Well, oo.
But, ako ay was coming from the point of view ng mga PWD. Ng mga taon nag-travel with children na medyo hirap. Ang laki lang na convenience nito and you just took it away from them na ganun-ganun. Ang oras po ay 37 minuto. Makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon, ang DZUP 602 kasapi ng KBP o kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Nais nyo bang dali ng kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Panahon na muli para parangalan ang isang katangi-tanging alagad ng media. Makinig sa Gawad Plaridel 2017 at DZUP 1602 Special Coverage. Ngayong August 23, Miyerkules, mula ikalawa ng hapon. Sa taong ito, ang gagawaran ng pagkilala ay si Tina Monzon Palma. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ang lovers, parang saksakan at appliances. Hangga't konektado kayo, patuloy pa rin may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hangga't nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sa love lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi kaalamang inalapit sa bayan.
Apo si Joy.
Apo si Trixie.
Ah? Ay, oh.
Nangyari? Nagulat po si G. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Ang saya-saya mo. Bakit ka nagulat? Sorry, papasensya na po sa ingay.
Sorry, hello.
Ano nangyari?
Feeling ko, ibang boss yun ang... Akala ko sinabi mo pangalan ni Joe. Basta, parang feeling ko nag-swap kayo sa pandinig ko.
Nagulat din kami. Ba't nagulat?
Ba't ka nagulat? What's your problem? Nagulat ka kasi nakikinig sa atin si Stan from Cambodia. Hi, Stan from Cambodia. Thank you for your message.
Ipapastan, na-distract tuloy ako.
Stan from Cambodia.
Makasama niya si Shena, si Jello, tsaka si Jamie.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi po. Yeah, makinig lang po kayo today. Yeah. And sabi nga niya, yun nga, ang meron daw sentimiento, tama ba? Mm-hmm. Na si Grab, si Uber dapat magbayad dun sa mga drivers na kinonsume nila. Parang
support
ganun.
Financially. Oo. Habang yes. Nakasuspend.
Sila naman yung nag-away, may problema. May
yeah, exactly. Kung tama yung huli kong basa, tinext sa akin ni Saito nung isang araw. Ang fee, parang kailangan nabayaran is 30 million. PHP.
Okay.
Yung sa ano to? Ang tawag doon?
Penalty?
Penalty fee, yeah. Parang ganun. And then, bariya naman sa kanila yon. But, at the same time, ano nila, sustentuhan nila yung ano,
ano yun, pag nagbayad sila ng penalty, malalas yung suspend? Hindi naman.
Not sure.
Bukod pa yun.
Pa sigurado.
Ay.
And then si Mike Cab nga ngayon. Mike Cab yung bagong labas na minsan din hindi gumagana. We have a lot of complaints.
May booking fee pa rin.
We see a lot of complaints about Mike Cab. And then he's saying na baka pwede pagbalik natin, pag naayos na raw yung sistema, pwede magbayad in Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Diba? Mga 0.00.
0.00. So, hello daw from Cambodia.
Cambodia.
And mahal daw ang Uber sa Thailand. Sabi, sa Thailand pala sila ngayon. Cambodia sila ngayon. Wait lang. Stan, asan kayo ngayon?
Cambodia.
As of kahapon na sa Cambodia Thailand sila.
Ang car, what sila sa picture
eh. Cambodia na sila.
Cambodia sila ngayon.
Uy, mabilis internet dyan, di ba?
Pero ang surge ay 2.0. Ang surge na Uber sa Thailand. sa Thailand.
May bucket list na yan.
Okay. And then, sabi nga, pinapasabi rin ni our friend, may free guided tours lang, PSA, mm-hmm. Kasi they're not paid as usual. Merong mga free tours sa Met Museum of Manila every Saturday ng 2 p.m.
Free
yun, and free admission every Tuesday.
Awesome.
So if you wanna do something on a weekend, or if you have a Tuesday free, why not go to a museum?
Saan yung Met Museum?
Sa Manila.
You want to do something cultured.
Dahil ngayon panahon nga hindi nalang bacteria ang dapat tayo din. Speaking of Uber, ewan ko, nakatanggap kayo ng ganito for Uber.
Ano yan?
May email sila.
Sorry.
We hope you're okay, G. ito yung mga gusto ko about Uber.
Personalized
messages.
Tsaka nice. Yung ano, di ba parang sort of kaka-upgrade lang nila, na parang yung mga comments mo sa mga driver, yung pag-feedback mo sa driver.
Lumalabas?
May iba, oo. Whoa. Lalabas yung feedback ng iba.
Right.
Parang pwede mo pang ilagay na parang, ano to? Basta may mga sila,
uh-huh.
Na kung nakikipag-usap ba siya or fun ba siya.
Nice. Sinend sa akin ni Stanley yung email sa kanya. Hey Stanley, we hope you're okay. The past week hasn't been easy for any of us. But we just wanted to reach out and check up on you. Oh, diba? Di ba? Akala mo personalized pero hindi. Automated rin yun.
Magagawa po ba kayo kung hindi ako okay?
Wow, may hugot.
Nag-reply. Uber.
Hindi. Pero yun nga rin. Ito pa yung difference kasi with Uber and Grab. With Uber and regular taxis. At least in the Philippines, is that if you complain about something, may action.
Yes,
you're refunded.
Na-refund na ako ng ilang beses because of my complaint.
May refund ka, meron silang sanction dun sa driver mo, may bawa sa stars nila or what. Alam mong may effect.
Yep.
Diba? So, alam ng driver din na nakikita sila.
True.
Yun. So,
eh, pag nag-report ka ba sa taxi operator, anong mangyayari?
wala masyado. So, this is a, ewan ko, impressive din nga yung system na ginagamit ngayon ng Uber, ganyan, yung technologies that they're using. That
we're not saying though na tama yung ginawa nila.
Mali.
Pa rin, yeah, yeah. May violation pa rin doon.
We know this. It's wrong. There's nothing we can say that will make it right. It's wrong. O lahat nakatanggap ng email. Hindi ko alam kung nakatanggap. They ignored me.
Ngayon, 542 lang. Nakikinig ba kayo?
Hi, Uber.
We hope you're okay too. What?
Yes. But yeah, hopefully in the future, we'll be able to not just ride Uber, but also maybe ride something called the Hyperloop, ganyan-ganyan. Alam mo ba yun?
Hyperloop.
Alam niyo ba kung ano yung Hyperloop?
Di ba ito yung kay, ano?
Kung kaya po natin ang friend natin si Elon Musk.
Yeah. Elon Musk.
Oh, sino si Elon Musk, G?
Musk is siya yung founder, CEO, and CTO ng SpaceX.
Oh, SpaceX. He started this because he's looking to the future, yes, of humanity. Parang ganun. Parang makikita mo lang sa science fiction movies or books. No? Pero there's an actual person. Yeah.
Who's actually making it happen.
He's trying to make it happen at least, which is Elon Musk. And then, I think sa kanya yung kumpanya na parang commercially you can go to outer space.
Yeah.
Ang mahal lang.
Tsaka a product architect siya ng Tesla.
What is Tesla?
Yun yung mga, naalala ko lang mga self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Same. They have the self-driving cars and yung electric
cars.
De kuryente yung mga sasakyan na to. So, at ang gaganda nila, sorry. Ang ganda sila visually. Paki-Google niyo po, Tesla. S, parang yung latest model nila kasi ngayon. For consumer
maganda
value.
Maganda din yung presyo niya.
It's under 2 million pesos.
Really?
Surprising. Oo.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Meron na ba dito?
Oh, wala. Wala rin charging station.
Compared to...
If I remember correctly, please correct me against 272208. Kasi nagulat din ako. Parang ang cheap. Kung hindi under 2 billion, under 3 million.
For an electric car?
Oo. It's cheaper than yung mga BM, mga Honda.
Well,
mas mura sa Honda Civic.
Okay.
May Honda Civic pa si...
Tsaka yung mga top tier na Innova.
Ay, yung mga malaking... Basta, yun. It's cheap for what it is. Mm-hmm. Diba? It's kind of amazing. Yun. So, he's one of... people talaga behind that. Yun siya yung madalas na spokesperson. Co-chairman of OpenAI, which is what we're gonna focus on. What is AI?
Artificial
Intelligence.
So OpenAI is a system, open source AI basically, that people can contribute best things about artificial intelligence. Blah, blah. Why to prevent the AI overlords from taking over? I mean, this is not a joke. Hindi to Terminator lang nag-exist or The Matrix lang. It's a very real possibility. He's also a co-founder, pre-promote ko siya na pero hindi. I'm just really impressed of Solar City, a company that makes solar energy available to a community. Co-founder of Zip2 and founder of XCOM, which merged with Confinity. And took the name what?
PayPal!
Surprise attack. Siya rin pala yung PayPal.
Dami
niya
ginawa.
And he's ranked the 21st on the Forbes list of the world's most powerful people. So, medyo creepy rin. Lahat ng powerful people, creepy. Mm-hmm. So, kasi meron siyang parang tinweet na medyo controversial. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, if you're not concerned about artificial intelligence safety, you should be. It's vastly more risk than North Korea.
Pero naisip ko dito, Westworld.
Diba, ang dami ng parang ginawa ang science fiction literature that is coming up, coming to pass. Even yung ngayon, yung face-to-face conversations via the internet. Star Trek yan, diba? Yung ganyang conversations dati. Years ago, now it's actually happening. So, medyo awesome lang. Pero yun, this is a very real danger daw. And it's been shared plenty of times. So, he's saying na the government should soon focus on monitoring AI's booming advancement because it is something that it will affect the public, and anything that can be a danger to the public should be regulated. Like Uber or Grab, it is a danger to the public if nagkaroon ng problema and sino i-blame mo, hindi mo alam.
Yes.
Kasi diba, sasakyan, and then the company. Yeah. Who's at fault? Parang
and usually, diba, pag may bagong technology, parang pag na-put in place na siya, saka pala pag-iisipan yung regulations.
Yes. Exactly.
When in fact, dapat, habang kasabay yun eh, habang dinedevelop mo ano yung vision mo, dapat nag-iisip ka na rin kung paano mo siya ma-regulate.
Mahirap lang.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do.
Kasi minsan din kasi, habang dinedevelop pa yung mga technology na yun, you can't really foresee kung ano
yung mga results.
Or kung paano siya gagamitin ng tao. Kasi minsan, you intended mo siyang gamitin this way. Mm. Pero some people will twist it and use it for something bad.
Like for example, I just read this somewhere, correct me if I'm wrong again, usual na disclaimer. Microwaves weren't intended to cook. They weren't invented to cook food. Mm-hmm. They were invented for communication with missiles.
Microwaves.
And then ang nangyari lang by sheer accident, nalaman na kaya niyang makapag-produce ng gantong klaseng energy that can cook food by accident. It wasn't really So what did they make regulations for microwaves when it was invented for food? Food grade ganito yan? No. Ginawa nila after na discover na yung So yun yung nagiging trend. Ideally nga ma-regulate ito nga because we have the literature. Inuunahan na niya sinasabi niya sa gobyerno sa mga tao na this is not to be taken lightly. May recent AI takeover na ganap during a sports event, an esports event rather, where OpenAI, yun nga, a company specializing in promoting a friendly machine learned AI, dominated a super duper awesome DAO na Dota 2 professional gamer in his own game.
Whoa!
So tinodas nila yung isang esports player ng AI. AI, tinali yung utak ng tao when playing Dota.
So yung parang yung this mga generation's bot version ng ano yung before this, Deep Blue. Naalala nyo yun? IBM computer. Yung sa chess. Well,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm not sure kung tama yung name. Pero
yes. Kasi sa chess, ewan ko, parang
marami siyang parang kina-crunch mo kasi kung ano yung appropriate.
Yeah.
And medyo confined because of the rules.
Uh-oh.
So, in terms of kung pabilisan mag-isip, mananalo talaga yung computer. Kasi they can think faster, process faster, therefore, malalaman lang yung tamang move. Eh, Dota, na medyo exponential yung variables at least.
Oo, kasi parang action-reaction.
Diba? So, pwede ka pumunta dito, meron kang gantong equipment.
Ganun kagaling yung gawang AI. No?
Natalo niya. So, medyo, meron din study from Oxford University claiming that AI will be better at handling all tasks than humans within the next 45 years.
Scary.
yun yung parang they're trying to, prevent all these predictions about science that destroying humanity. Which is, yun nga, they're gonna take over because they're smarter. You create something smarter than yourself.
Pero you know, hindi rin siya imposible kasi marami tayong mga, yun nga, tulad sinabi kanina, marami tayong mga bagay na imposible before na nangyayari ngayon.
Ako, coming from the science fiction background, may nakita rin akong video recently of, what's this, minirror lang niya to ng todo, yung isang sequence sa Matrix history, which is nagsimula yung violence against humanity by machines when we were violent first. Parang ganon. So merong parang AI walk, parang ano siya parang malit na kabayo yung shape, pero frame lang. Sinipa ng tao. Naglalakad yung AI, sinipa, may video, parang sinipa siya nung tao. And then naka-recover siya.
Okay.
After niya sipain. So parang ako, nasaktan ako for the machine. but mo siya sinipa. So naka-recover siya. I'm not sure if they were testing, if it could recover from being kicked. Pero parang kasing medyo brusko yung sumipa sa kanya. Hindi ko alam kung scientist ba or just a random person. Parang doon nagsisimula yun. If you're cruel, cruel to the machines. Why are we talking about this? Pero wala lang. Yes, from the science fiction perspective, it's definitely, it is bound to happen if they get smart enough or at least faster in processing. Because there is still some things they can process, I'm sure. Emotion, so-and-so, ganyan. Hindi pa, medyo malayo pa. Pero yung logical thinking, they're there. They're there already. So, speaking of Dota, before we take our last break, ay, sorry! Tapos na pala yung show! Wala naman tayong break! Pasensya na po. So, hindi ko alam if they should be congratulated.
Yeah.
So, sige. I mean, I don't think they got where they wanted to go. But, kasi, I think, ang yung minamahal ni Joy.
Oh, hindi.
Hindi mo siya minamahal?
Ay, well, sino ba?
Si Marv.
Ay, oo naman. Ano ba?
Hi kay Marv sa minamahal ni Joy. Hello. Na si Marv.
Hello.
At si Mermel ko rin si Sai. Kasi ito ang naging hobby nila apparently for the last. Alam mo to, diba?
Yes.
Alam mo to, diba?
Oo, yes.
Gigising ako sa umaga. And then my husband is watching on the computer something. I don't know, what are you watching? Yung Dota 2. Sa Twitch.
Yung mga kapatid ko din, sobrang high.
So there's a, may team po ang Pilipinas doon, TNC Pro Team. And another one, na, pero hindi sila umabot ng masyadong malayo. Hindi ko malala yung team, sorry. Pa-text po sa ating mga tagapakinig. TNC Pro Team, no? They ended up between 9 and 12th place. And they won, I think, 361, around 17 yes, million pesos. Uh-oh.
So imagine niyo na lang yung first 17. Place. 9th okay. to 12th na yan, ha?
Between, sorry, 17 oh to 20 God. Million.
Nakalimutan ko lang, eh, sinabi sa akin ako pati ko kung magkano yung...
Pot.
Oh my God.
And this is 12th place.
Palaki every year.
Diba? And this is esports. Yes. Ito yung sinasabi natin, eh, na lumalaki na yung esports sa Pilipinas. Not just in the Philippines, but really around the world. So 12th place garners you 18 million pesos. Diba? Ganun kalaki yung prize money. They went to the International 7 called TI7 in Seattle and they ended in Thursday morning. So, I think last year, they went up against this OG team at tinalo nila. Pero tinoda sila ngayon.
Yep.
Yun. Pero kaya hindi na sila umabot sa ano. So,
finals.
I don't know if ako lang yun. Yung may fascination about people watching people play video games. Pero naging parang trend na rin na people watch other people playing elsewhere overseas through this service called Twitch. Have you seen Twitch?
I haven't.
Nakasilip.
Tried it, pero...
nakasilip na ako, yeah. And nung pinapanood ko nga itong tournament na ito, nagulat talaga ako, why? Hindi ko alam kung Twitch ito or binabroadcast somewhere else. Kasi Dota is like they have characters and then they battle each other or what, diba? Dun sa arena, yung itsura ng arena nila, alam mo yung ano, Real Steel na movie.
Yeah.
Ay, ganun
parang
level.
Ganun.
Oo nga. Yeah.
Mayroon sa gitna and then magkahiwalay sila yung team. Hindi ko alam na if nakikita nila live yun, ha, pero mayroon projections ng character nila dun sa gitna ng arena.
What?
That's what I mean. So hindi ko alam if ang nakita lang nun ay yung nag-view.
Baka augmented reality siya or something.
At hindi nakikita ng mga naglalaro mismo. Yeah. Or pero live siya eh.
Parang hologram ba?
Oo, live na nakalabas yung mga parang ako, oh my God. May ganyan ng technology. Parang, hindi hologram if it's just us. If it's yung mga people na nanonood.
Yeah. That's
nakakita.
AR, yeah.
AR, augmented reality. Yeah. For us, for the viewers.
Pero kung nakikita rin nila,
oh.
Hologram.
Astig yun. Astig. Nice. So, medyo epic yun.
Hindi ako makaget over pa rin din sa 18 million.
Yes.
Change career na, change career.
Ay, nako.
Okay. Yeah. And then, an update lang po. Yun nga, congratulations sa TNC Pro Team ng Pilipinas.
Yay!
And another...
Bawi tayo next time. Bawi tayo.
Another fun thing, ano? Another good news, a good piece of news, at least for yung mga taga Cavite po. I'm sure meron po tayong mga estudyante, mga faculty staff sa UP na umuwi ng Cavite. May mga classmates ako dati na uwian. Ay, kay Alvin. May mga classmates ako dati na uwian. Just to tell you na si... maglalagay na si Converge.
Yay.
Ng fiber optic cables po sa Cavite under Governor Boy Remulla. They have signed a memorandum of agreement with Converge to start laying fiber optic cables.
Uy, galing.
Para sa entire population of the province. Congrats. Nice. Kasi ang dami nagko-complain, 'di ba si Kuya Alvin?
Oo, nga,
our friend an illustrator si Kuya Alvin po. Minsan we work with him to make visual material. Mm-hmm. So, mga PSD, mga Photoshop files,
malalaki po yun.
Malalaki nun. So, medyo sabi niya, sige, send ko sa'yo, pero makuha mo mamayang hapon pa. Ganun, mabukas pa. Ganun. So, okay po, ganyan. But now, yun, because Converge ICT is coming in, good for you guys, it's a project that will be hopefully completed in 7 months.
Yep.
With a minimum speed of, guess how much?
20... Mbps.
Minimum 20 Mbps. Maximum of what? 500.
At least ngayon, di ba, ang sinasabi nila yung minimum
speed. Oo. Tapos 20.
Oo. Hindi, di ba, usually sa mga ads, maximum speed.
Oo.
Minimum, di mo alam kbps.
Yun, pero syempre, mas mahal yun, definitely, if it's 500. Pero, price of, I think yung presyo nila is 1.5 for 25 Mbps.
Wow.
Pwede na yun. Kasi may statement tayo from the Governor Remulla. Sabi niya, one of the most painful things to swallow is the news that reaches us that we have the slowest internet in the world, the Philippines. Mm. So nakakahiya daw yon. We have two companies, yun nga, si Globetrotters, si Smart, duopoly that has kept the people captive to these slow speeds, no? And it's about to end for the province of Cavite. Wow. Congrats, guys! And hopefully the entire Philippines. So yesterday, they agreed to allow the help of the company called Converge Lates Cables throughout Cavite. More than 300 kilometers of fiber optic cables will be spread out in 7 cities and 60 municipalities.
Congrats sa ating mga friends from Cavite.
Oo, tapos sabi nito.
May moto sila.
Oo, ano yung moto nila?
First class, world class.
Ayun, 20 Mbps average is their target. So if Cavite can do it, so can we.
Yeah. Yes.
Yan lang naman.
And mas maganda yan, sana marami pang mag-rise na ano, fourth party, fifth party, marami pang.
And the existing companies, it's a challenge for them to step up their game.
Yep. Mm.
I-meet nila yung demand for faster and better internet.
Yeah. Even us eh, even for example, yung hindi man services, pero ano bang malaking ano ngayon ang ginagawa ng mga tao online? Mm-hmm. Aside from working, of course. What they did, they download, right? Yep. They stream content, they get content, sometimes legally, sometimes illegally. But you know what, personal experience ko lang. Nung bumilis yung internet namin, dun kami nagko-consume ng media legally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi kaya na. Di ba? Kaya na nung kaya mo na siyang kunin live from the source. So pwede mo na siyang parang confident ka na bayaran siya for that service.
Kasi you know na pag pinanood mo siya via streaming, hindi
siya
naman siya magbubuffer.
Hindi uso yung buffering.
Exactly. So this could also be an avenue for our artists, our indie filmmakers. Yes. Yung content creators natin na pwede na nila ipadala yung content nila. They can earn from it, but still, you know, may receive ng people from everywhere.
Yep.
So that's the hope for the country's internet state.
Yes.
Oh, yun. So, mga gustong batiin, magtatapos na po ang ating show. Joy, G.
Hello. mga kababayan.
Malapit ng mag-September.
Oh, dancing in September.
Oh, hi ulit kay Stanley. Idol daw niya si Elon Musk. Ano, Stan, yung 35,000? Yung kotse yata. 35,000? Stanley? $35,000?
Dollars siguro.
To $40,000. Yung Tesla S. Ayun.
Okay.
And then, pinexplain po tayo ni Marbs.
Oy!
Nang tungkol dun sa Dota 2 competition. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can have him as a guest next time so he can talk about it. He's an avid watcher of it. Okay. And bye-bye po kay Kyoy. Pauwi na siya. And hello po sa lahat ng tagapakinig natin today. Maraming salamat po for staying with us. Have a happy... Kasi holiday, di ba?
Holiday, Monday. Alright.
On Monday. Yay. So, we'll see you again on Friday. It's a holiday on Friday. Joy, pakilabas po kami.
Tapos na naman po tayo sa isang talakayan at balat. Tapos na naman po tayo sa isang episode oras. Ng isang oras ng talakayan at balitaan o Taliban dito sa italakayan kung saan ang IT. Hindi pa eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka lamang, ilalapit sa bayan.
Bye!
Happy weekend!
Happy weekend!